Hello, everybody, and welcome to Purity's podcast. This is episode 48. My name is Purity, and of course, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my co-host. Hello, co-host, say your name.
My name is Ivan.
Welcome, Ivan. Are you happy to be here? Are you part of Purity's podcast?
No, I'm not happy at all.
Why is that?
Because I'm here against my will.
What do you mean against your will? Someone kidnapped you or what?
No, but I'm not being paid, not given any food, drinks, just here slaving for nothing.
But actually, I called my lawyer. He's working on it, so don't worry about it. I'm working on it, so hang in there.
I don't see this podcast going nowhere. Actually, I don't see any progress in near future, and I can tell there is no money coming.
You know that saying when they say patient pays? Well, this is part of it. Do you think those millionaires, they became rich just like that? Of course they had to work hard, they had to wait, and the money came. That's the same policy everywhere. There's no one comes rich overnight, you know. So Purity's podcast will be one of the greatest podcasts ever. I have many fans out there, including...
You think you'll become popular?
Yes, I am very popular.
You're popular amongst these two listeners that you have.
And better than nothing.
One of these two listeners is your nephew, so he thinks you're popular. He thinks you're cool.
Yes.
He's three years old. Maybe that's why he thinks you're... And by the time he reaches four, he will realize,
biggest fan, you know?
Yeah. But he's just a little baby.
Anyway, we are gonna work on that. So hang in there. Okay, co-host, do not give up.
I heard this promise so many times before.
It will happen.
Yeah, I see you all the money that you're getting from Purity's podcast. You're just investing in your podcast. Nothing. I don't see any money coming into my direction. You got your new microphone, new recording software. At least podcast is gonna sound much, much better now with this new mic, with this new software.
Of course.
But I mean, audio quality is gonna be better, but
the quality of
the podcast, the content, it's gonna suck still. It's nothing will change.
Why
so
do...
you guys, like, don't expect this podcast to get better anytime soon. Probably never.
What do you mean?
It's just gonna get worse.
No, it doesn't suck because people love Purity's podcast because it's funny. It makes them happy, you know. Laughter makes you live longer. That's what they say.
This is gonna be the first podcast that is gonna be cancelled, like shut down by podcast president.
Who's the podcast president? I wanna know.
I don't know.
you're just saying that podcast president also listen to Purity's podcast. So for your
who's
information,
podcast president?
Whoever he is, you mentioned him. I thought you know what the podcast president is. Anyway,
I'm just talking nonsense like everything else on this podcast.
Ah, yeah, right. Okay, guys, enough about that. Let's get into the podcast. He will get paid. Don't worry about it. So on my first story, wife's fury has husband neglects to mention his dad is a nudist before in-law visit. Her father-in-law saw no problem with walking around naked.
But wait, we explain.
Yeah.
Is this husband and wife?
Yes.
It's them. They went and visited a husband's family.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
The parents.
To explain. That's
parents,
my job. That's why I'm not... I wanted to say being paid.
Yes, you're doing a good
job.
That's why he's going to get a raise. Okay, so...
A razor. To cut my
no.
wings and finish this misery.
Salary is gonna raise. His salary
misery
is gonna
forever.
Raise. So
from zero to how do you get raised from? Okay.
But yes, so that's the in-law story. Oh, everybody has an in-law story. But see, once in a while a story comes along which is so bizarre that will make you feel grateful for your lot in life. The most recent one came courtesy of a wife who shared the experience. I was staying at my husband's parents' house, visiting his family hometown. This was the first time I've stayed with them at their house. Everything was fine until I found out my father-in-law is practically a nudist. I saw him watching TV without clothes on when I came home for dinner with my husband.
Can I? Yeah, really funny. Haha. But can I like give advice to people listening?
Yes, go
If you
ahead.
wanna, if you're gonna get married
Yes.
anytime soon,
So.
whenever, like if you don't wanna have problem with your in-laws,
Yes.
you marry to someone who lives like several thousand miles away. You'll never have those problems. My in-laws are in Kenya. That's like 11 hours flight at least.
Yeah, that is true.
Just be smart. Do what I told you.
Well, yeah. Well, we are not sure why her husband didn't tell her before their stay at any point in their
Yeah,
relationship.
that was
That was
stupid.
weird. Yes, you're not
Why?
supposed to share everything with
Maybe he
your wife.
thinks, no, but for him, like he grew up in the nudist family,
Well,
so
probably
for him that's
normal.
normal to,
If she
but still,
stays,
he
still
should.
that's
But he's not nudist.
he should have
The guy
given
is not. They're not saying that the
obviously.
guy is
No,
nudist.
they're not saying that. Of course he's not.
Why, of course? Like, if you're a nudist
His
parents,
wife would have said something
do
like,
you think
"Oh, you
that
are a
it
nudist
runs?
like your
Do
dad."
you really think it runs in like in genes? Like it runs in family? Like you inherit genes? If your parents are nudist, you become nudist too.
No. No.
How do you know?
I just know.
Are you a
It's
nudist?
just no, I am
So you
not.
see, are your parents nudist?
No.
So you inherited non-nudist gene, you
Oh, yeah,
see?
you're
That's
right.
how it works. That's like just physiology.
That's just how it works. Okay, God. So, you know what she says? She says that after his shower, he just walks around the house naked to the laundry room. He can't even wear a towel.
Who, the fa
The
father-in-law?
father-in-law, yeah. I told my husband I found this to be very inappropriate. Her comments did not go down well, with her husband simply saying this behavior was very common. I told my father-in-law that I found it very disrespectful that he can't wear clothes around the house.
Disrespectful to
Yeah.
who? To her.
To her, yeah.
But this is his house.
This led to an argument where he kept responding with, "It's his house and he can do whatever he wants."
Well, yeah, it is his house.
Well, yeah, but if you have guests, you should be respectful, you know? And wear some clothes, dude.
Maybe he
Wear
cannot.
clothes. And then he says, she said, "I'm done," and she booked a hotel for the night and changed her flight back home. And his husband. My husband told me I was overreacting and did not support me. Of course not. You're not overreacting. I don't want to see my father-in-law nakedness or whatever. No. I think she was not. She was not overreacting. What do you have to say, co-host?
I think that's his house. He can do whatever he wants. As long as you pay taxes, you're free. You can feel free to do whatever you want.
Some
If
people
she
are.
doesn't like it, she can divorce the guy. You
No,
just
just
find.
don't visit the father-in-law.
No,
That's the
just get
solution.
divorced. Just get over.
Well, yeah, that's
Next
all.
time when she meets someone, she's gonna ask, "Oh, are your parents nudist?"
Well, yeah, she should have asked that on the first
Yeah,
time.
that's what I ask when I before I got married. Every girl, that's the first question.
Why, but the husband should have warned her. That's what I say. Well, guys, that's all on this story. Let's continue, guys. So a woman puts octopus on in hospital. Well, that's crazy. A Washington woman's photo with an octopus not only went viral, but it also led to a serious infection after the creature bit her chin. Jamie Bisaglia was participating in salmon fishing derby in Tacoma Narrows on Saturday when she realized she was probably wasn't going to win the event. However, she saw another opportunity for glory when she spied an octopus one of her friends had caught. "I grabbed it off the hook and said, 'Take a picture for the photo contents,'" Bisaglia told HuffPost. She put the
Cephalopod.
cephalopod on her face and said
That's
that.
the Latin name for octopus.
And said that the tentacles covered her ears and nose. It was a perfect for a fun photo, except when the octopus bite down on her chin. Well, what do you think about this? I don't think this is crazy.
Yeah. So she was in the fishing competition,
Yeah.
but then
She's so she's not gonna win.
she wanted to win something, so like let me win some
A photo contest.
crazy people photo contest, and I put this disgusting creature on my
On
face.
her face, yes. But then it backfire, it bite her on her chin. Her friend noticed that her face has changed. We couldn't get the beak to dislodge. It was like a prong. Although Bisseglia eventually freed herself from the octopus, she bled profusely for 30 minutes afterwards. There's still a purse pocket and there's a spot under my chin, she said.
Yeah,
Ugh.
there is a photo she posted on Instagram. It's
Yeah.
so disgusting. It's posted
Oh.
on South Sounds. Ah, you cannot see the
South
whole.
Sound Salmon Queen.
South Sounds Salmon Queen
Wow, that's I
on
think that's her
Instagram.
Instagram.
Or that competition Instagram, whatever.
Yeah. So Biselga waited 2 days until the fishing derby was over to seek medical attention.
Why, like, 2 days?
What if she died?
What if she had that octopus on her face for 2 days? I'm gonna just wait for this competition to finish and remove this.
Well, she's brave. I can give her that. Like, I
I mean,
cannot take it. No
you're
way.
brave and stupid is not always the same thing.
So that may not be have been the best move, of course not. As the left
That
side
might
of
be the
her,
worst move.
yeah, as the left side of her face was paralyzed and there was a lot of swelling. Oh my God. So they took me instead, but the IVs didn't work and my arm swelled up like an elephant, she said. Now she's on antibiotics and a quest of sorts. I want people not to do this. Oh, no one's gonna do this. No, what do you think? You think people she's
Well,
telling
not here
people
in
not to do it.
Serbia.
Well,
No,
not
where, because where do you find octopus?
Well, yeah, that's
There are no octopuses in Danube or. No.
she said she got her revenge. She boiled and grilled the creature and served it on a salad. Oh my God. Someone is weird.
What, she ate this
Yeah.
octopus?
So her photo has since received worldwide attention. But Binsegla won't find out if she won the $100 photo contest until later this week.
Well, her medical bills are gonna cost much more than.
Than $100, that's for sure.
You do that for all of this for $100?
Yeah. Oh my God. You say if she doesn't win, it's gonna, after all she's been through, to be like add insult to injury. Wow. Of course.
Now,
Oh my God.
what kind of creature would you put on your face here in Serbia? You cannot find octopus in a river. What do you find?
No. No. I'm sorry, but
For
no.
example, what would
I
you
am not a fan of
I'll put
animals.
a
No way.
catfish.
A catfish.
Huge catfish can almost swallow your head.
Well, I'll have to see if it's harmless. I'm not putting anything on my face. No
Well,
way.
catfish is not that harmless. It has even little teeth.
Well,
You can put cat on your face. Cat.
yeah. No. Okay, catfish. Okay, maybe.
No,
Or
no.
maybe an
Cat.
octopus.
Cat,
No,
not the
no,
catfish. Cat catfish
no.
is a
A
fish.
crabfish.
There are no
Crab.
crabs in Danube.
Well, I don't know, but this is crazy. She was not even scared to lose her beauty, you know, your face. This is your
We
beauty.
didn't see her photo,
Oh yeah, we didn't
we
see.
didn't know if she was pretty before. Maybe she was ugly, and then like she put this octopus, and now when people see her, she's gonna say like, "Oh, I was so pretty before, but now this octopus destroyed my beauty. You know, what can I do?" And then people are like, "Okay, we wanna see your photos from like before octopus accidents to see your beauty." And like, no. Octopus ate my phone too, so no
Oh,
photos anymore.
yeah. No, I wouldn't put anything on my face. Sorry. On the last story, a man arrested in Spain had cocaine and a toupee. Police say the man attracted the attention because he looked nervous and had disproportionately large hairpiece under his hat.
Well, yeah, it's like a huge, it's so weird. Like, how stupid do you have to be to, like, to go to airport? He went to airport, right?
Yeah.
With his toupee, it's a
Yeah.
hairpiece, and like it doesn't look like a hairpiece. It look like he's wearing like I don't know what on his head,
It
like
looks
someone,
weird.
yeah, like it, like so, like he's wearing like dead rat, some dead furry animal on his head. This guy is so stupid.
A Colombian man was detained at Barcelona's international airport after half a kilo of cocaine was found hidden an oversized toupee, Spanish police said on Tuesday. Arriving on a flight from Bogota, the man attracted police attention as he looked nervous and had a disproportionately large hairpiece under his hat. They found a package tucked to his head with about 30,000 euros of cocaine. Oh,
which is like $34,000.
Well, yeah. Why would you risk your life?
But they don't say how much cocaine that was. Like,
no, they didn't say.
But it looks like it was a lot.
Well, yeah.
How stupid. This is...
But why do these Colombians like to be drug traffickers? I don't understand. Like, can they find any other business?
Like what?
Well,
be farmers?
Or sell clothes or something?
Colombian coffee, yes, and bananas?
Yes. Why do you
do
need to...
Do you think
to...
it pays more than selling cocaine?
But you, when you get arrested, then what?
Do you think like they think they will be arrested?
Well, no,
they're all like
this guy will definitely.
And there in Colombia, of course, the biggest drug lord Pablo Escobar. So everybody's looking up to him, up to late Pablo Escobar, thinking they will become
rich.
What he was.
But he, I saw the movie like. He was really dangerous. Okay, so there's no limit to the inventiveness of drug trafficking trying to mock control, said the police. The statement enclosed a photo of a middle-aged man, apparently still wearing the toupee, though with his eyes blocked in the image, but gave no more details of his identity. Over 100 kilos of cocaine were seized by the Spanish police at the Barcelona El Prat airport in 2018. Well, this guy is like middle-aged. He's like 50 or 60. So it's like, I'm gonna die anyway, so why not risk trying to smuggle cocaine from the airport?
How come he didn't have more imagination than, like...
Yeah.
I don't...
That was a bad idea. That is it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget... Do you have anything to say before I do my
yes,
closing
please,
up?
Please save me from this misery.
Offer who are you me, telling?
Anybody who can offer me like well-paid job where I don't have to work a lot. I don't have to slave under Purity in her Stupid Little Purity's podcast. Just give me lots of money.
Okay, on that note... Guys, thank you so much for listening. Do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purity Slavo, PURITYSLAVULJ. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Purity Slavo. Listen to my podcast on Anchor or wherever you get your podcatcher. I'm there, Spotify. For those ones who are using iPhones, Apple Podcasts, I'm there. And
Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Podbean.
Tell them about... Fantasy and be a goat.
I don't know anything about fantasy and be a goat. Is it like a goat? Goat thing?
Yes, it's a fantasy.
Like you talk about goats on that podcast?
Well, we talk
goat
about...
podcast?
We talk about basketball.
How to milk goats and stuff, make cheese.
Something like that. Okay. No. It's not like that. We talk about basketball.
That's for farmers? Podcast for farmers?
I guess. Okay, guys. I guess he doesn't want to tell you about fantasy and be a good, I'll tell you. It's also...
No, don't. It's a secret.
Okay, guys. That's all. Thank you so much for listening. And till next time, bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.